Members of the military had front-row seats last night to the NFL kickoff concert on the National Mall here in Washington, D.C. Britney Spears and Aerosmith headlined the concert that began before the season's opening football game between the Washington Redskins and the New York Jets at FedEx Field in suburban Maryland. Redskins won that game 16-13. And an NFL trend continued when the ESPN cable sports station introduced an unlikely addition to its football broadcast team. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
They have elbowed their way into the NFL broadcast booths, jawing and joking with the so-called football experts. A couple of years ago, comedian Dennis Miller brought his obscure humor to Monday Night Football games. This season, HBO's Inside the NFL has two comedians serving as funny football correspondents. Now ESPN has gone beyond laugh tracks. Last night on the season premiere of the pregame show NFL Countdown, host Chris Berman welcomed a man certain to elicit all kinds of reactions.
This season we are being joined on Sunday NFL Countdown, even on Thursday night, by syndicated radio host Rush Limbaugh, longtime football fan, and long in opinion certainly of World Matters and on Pigskin. Welcome.
Great
welcome
to be here. This is sort of like the fulfillment of a dream for me. I've been watching you guys so much, and you have so much fun being here, and I wanted to be part of it. Here I am.
Conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh began his job as the NFL's newest non-traditional broadcaster with an essay devoted to football that ended with a trademark zinger.
Essentially, my friends, football is something in which you can invest total passion without consequence. Try that with a woman or another man, you know, whatever.
Stand-up comedians are one thing. A political lightning rod who's both adored and despised is another. Bob Rauscher is senior coordinating producer for ESPN-TV.
You hope that the reward is greater than the risk, that there are more people who are going to be entertained by the addition of Rush to the show than will be turned off by it. So, yeah, we're hoping that we've made the right decision.
More than any other major pro sports league in this country, football has pushed the broadcasting boundaries. In the 1970s, CBS made Phyllis George the breakthrough woman in the male-dominated world of NFL TV talk. Howard Cosell, who wasn't a traditional football announcer, helped turn Monday Night Football into a national phenomenon. And now there's Rush Limbaugh, a great communicator, according to ESPN, and a huge NFL fan. Journalist Mark Gunther says football TV producers have successfully combined sports and entertainment, helping make the NFL audience the biggest in the country. Gunther wrote a book about Monday Night Football. He envisions the next possible step for those creative programmers.
Here's an idea. I think ESPN should run a contest, a reality show on their air to pick out the next announcer from among the sports fans around the country. And I guarantee you they've probably thought of that.
Sure enough, ESPN currently is running a contest like that called Dream Job. So no more laughing at those football fans covered in body paint. They could be the next big thing on TV. Tom Goldman, NPR News.